Page 161, Unit 39. Labor shortage should be solved by attracting job takers from foreign countries.
A simple way to take measure of a country is to look at how many want in and how many want out. Tony Blair.
There is no need to deny that this is probably the most debated and hottest topic in the second decade of the third millennium all over the world. As has happened throughout the history of mankind, people are migrating from one country to another. There are two completely opposing views about whether these people should be taken in by a new country or not. If we strictly look at the economic aspect of many migrant workers arriving in a country, and the factors that contribute to their coming, it is undeniable that common sense might dictate a more welcoming strategy. First of all, we should take a look at why a country might need workforce from a different country, rather than from within the domestic labor market. In lots of countries, due to labor shortages, the growth of the country's economy slows down. If they want to keep it up, they need to find new alternatives. Also, a decreasing domestically born population entails the need for new immigrants in many Western societies. This results in shortages in many industries and sectors, meaning that the services provided by this sector will be lower. It is hard to admit, but quite frankly, in many Western countries, certain low-paid service jobs are just not done by the local population. For these jobs, they have to attract people from other places, so that demand can be met. Even these low wages are much more for a person coming from a developing country, for example, than he or she would be making back home. On the other hand, many argue that once many immigrants settle down in a country, they don't want to integrate and they just go there for the welfare benefits. I am not saying that such claims are not right, but I would say they are rather generalizations and not well-articulated arguments. There are countries that want to solve the labor shortage by keeping their workers in the country and encouraging the population to have more children. But I believe that this will never solve the problem. As there is a flow of labor even from these countries, it means that people emigrate from the country and will be replaced by newcomers who are not welcome. In addition, the government assistance to make families larger may only have an effect in the long run. However, there has been no historical evidence that supports the argument that a labor shortage can be solved this way. On the contrary, however, such policies have almost always backfired and did not bring about the intended results, but the opposite. If I'm not mistaken, migration is also good for the country of origin as well. Developing countries benefit a lot from the remittances people send home. Also, returning migrants can bring their skills, savings, and international contacts back to their respective countries. Last but not least, in the host countries, the pension gap can be filled by contributions of the new workers as they pay their taxes as well.